This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. Two of Cleveland's pro sports teams are at a crossroads. Less than a day after the Cavs fired head coach Ty Lue, the Browns fired their coach, Hugh Jackson. Now both struggling teams will continue their seasons with interim leadership. Terry, this was quite a sudden shakeup in the sports scene.
I've never had a back-to-back firing of coaches, basically almost exactly 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And by the way, in the middle of all that, the Cavs also fired an assistant coach named Damon Jones, who was friends with Ty Lue. So two head coaches, two assistants, two teams with two interim coaches now.
Let's start with Ty Lue. You actually thought this move should have been made over the summer.
Yes. I mean, look, the guy won a title. He's coached in three consecutive NBA finals. LeBron's not there. Of course, he's going to lose some game. What's the problem? Well, the problem in my mind, a lot of it, is that Ty Lue also missed 10 games last year because of physical problems, a combination of anxiety, sleep deprivation. And at one point, he also admitted to the media that he had been spitting up blood and some other issues. And they never put a full name on this, but I'll tell you that's not good. Even after he came back after his leave of absence, he just didn't look real good. And I just felt, given what Ty Lue went through the last few years here, his physical issues, and then having to make that mental adjustment to coaching what's going to amount to a bad, horrible, or at best mediocre team, I thought he was the wrong guy. I talked to one of the top Cavs people, and I said, well, why didn't you fire him? I mean, you guys kind of knew this. So they had a couple meetings with him in the summer. He was feeling better. He wanted to try it. And, of course, he came in. Now, they're saying his health is fine, but I thought he lacked energy and a bunch of other things. The other thing that I liked about the situation is they had a natural replacement sitting there.
Larry Drew, the assistant coach.
Right. When you take over after LeBron, you got to be able to take a punch. Larry Drew's been through everything. He's played in the NBA. He's been assistant. I think his career almost goes back 40 years. And he had been a head coach both in Atlanta for 3 years and Milwaukee. The Cavs are blessed, and hopefully they're trying to work out some contract details, and hopefully they take care of that. I would keep him not just interim, but over the next couple of years.
Then on the flip side, you have Hugh Jackson. The rumors have been swirling, obviously, for a long time. But you wrote a column that said you wouldn't have fired him.
Right, and I look back at that, and I thought two things. Number one is that the Browns did not have a Larry Drew, in my mind, a natural replacement that you could actually keep on long term. I don't like interim coaches. But I didn't realize until after the game and after kind of I'd written all that, the inner turmoil going on between Hugh Jackson, his offensive coordinator, Todd Haley, some of the other coaching staff was kind of splintering. Are you supporting Haley? Are you supporting Hugh? And the quarterback, Baker Mayfield, was right in the middle of all this.
And he's the most important piece of this puzzle right now.
Exactly. And I mean, this is a guy that lost only 6 games in 3 years, Heisman Trophy winner. And I'm sure he looked around at all this feuding and finger pointing and everything else and suddenly realized, hey, I ain't in Oklahoma anymore. Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator, he now takes over, which, by the way, we'll have press conferences and things like for the ages with this guy.
He's known to be very outspoken.
Outspoken, yeah.
What does this do for the Cleveland fan psyche?
Even for Cleveland, this is really weird. Well, first of all, Browns fans are so sick of Hugh Jackson, they could have put in Bozo the Clown or anybody else. They were all for it. They were really, I mean, it was the old anybody but Hugh. As I wrote, if nothing else, this gives the Browns a chance to, I would just have John Dorsey, the new GM, who has made some interesting player moves, go hire your own coach. Now, here's something interesting. I'm looking at that podium up there. This is in Berea Monday. There's Jimmy Haslam, who's fired 4 coaches already and 3 general managers, you know, all this since he bought the team in 2012. This is like almost a rite of passage, the yearly things. Who's Jimmy firing, you know, this year?
What about for the Cavs? Can they turn this around?
Probably not, but they need to start to win some games and get some of the younger players going. And you just need to say, all right, you know, Larry Drew is the kind of coach that can handle this. He's an older guy, brings some stability, and ride it out and then see what you're going to do in the offseason. Here's the deal. You fire coaches, you go to interim coaches. Generally, you don't win right away. Yeah. So if you're a Cleveland fan, you should be used to this. You're probably going to lose on both fronts.
Terry, thanks.
Welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about why a likely Browns loss to Kansas City this weekend may be reason for hope.